in Landsborough, Ailsa. How are you this afternoon?
I am very good, Nug. How about yourself?
Very, very well. Welcome to Nugget and Al's Hot 91 edition of Border Patrol.
Could you please step over here, please?
Madam, excuse me, is this your bag here in front of us, madam?
Yes, it is.
And
yes,
are you familiar with the contents of this bag?
I believe so.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your cooperation so far. Can you please explain to us what you've tried to smuggle in your bag here, please?
Well, I was leaving New Zealand with my family and my mum, who travels with us a lot, and the bag showed up some kind of, we weren't exactly sure what it was, but there was a little circular pouch in the middle of the bag.
Not great.
Step over here, please, and just we're going to go through this bag and see what this is. My mother had decided that you don't throw away leftover washing powder when you're leaving the country. You pack white powder into a little baggie and put it in the suitcase.
Oh, yes!
It's only washing powder.
So thanks to your thanks to your mum, you, for about half an hour, were an international drug mule.
Pretty much, yes.
Oh, yes. So was this washing powder, did you stay at a home or did you stay in a hotel?
No, we were travelling, so
So you're washing stuff as you went around, and she's thought, absolutely. I'm not going to get rid of that 50 grams of Sard Wonder Powder.
Yeah. And they get their little doodad out and put it in the machine.
Yep. You've seen it all on Border Patrol, haven't you?
I'm an expert.
So, and do we know, Ailsa, just roughly, I'm just asking for a mate, do you know what the street value of that laundry powder was?
I'm not 100% sure, but she is quite frugal, my mum. So, yeah,
that
no way
is amazing.
She
trying to smuggle and $5 worth of Sard.
Did the customs people at least see the funny side when they realised what it was?
I'm not sure that they did, actually.
No. Yeah. And that looks like a happy-go-lucky team.
And in hindsight, the cavity search was a bit much, let's be honest.
Yeah, especially when I tried to put the blame on mum. I'm not sure
that's her. It's the old woman.
Yeah, it's not me.
Ailsa, that's a ripper. You have a great afternoon.
You too, boys. Bye.
In Pelican Waters, Michelle, how are you this afternoon?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Welcome to another edition of Nugget and Al's Hot 91 Border Patrol. So, Michelle, I'm here to confirm this bag here. Did you pack this bag, madam?
No, my mum, actually.
Oh, it's another mum.
We hear that all the time.
Okay, I like the fact that already you're pinning it on your mum. Smart play right out of the gate. What did mum try and smuggle?
My sweet mum. She's passed away, sadly, but she was just my law-abiding citizen, and her mum was in hospital at the time, and it was her birthday, so they'd taken a birthday cake to the hospital to celebrate my grandma's birthday, and of course mum needed to take a knife to cut the cake, and then after they'd been to the hospital, they were going to pick my brother up from the airport, and of course mum just goes through the scanner with this knife in her handbag.
The knife.
And Shell, in my mind, I'm picturing your mum as a little tiny dot of a thing. Is that right?
Yes, the sweetest little lady. And she gets pulled aside and says, what are you doing with this knife in your bag? And she's just gone white as a ghost.
Oh, the poor bugger. So they're assuming that a little old lady, 5'2", 5'3", maybe 40 kilos ringing wet, was going to take over the airport with a butter knife. That was her plan.
It was actually a very sharp knife, so...
Oh, that's amazing.
Did she have any cake with her? Sneaking something in through the... Oh, because I've seen those prison movies.
Yeah. Shell, the only way it would have been better is if your mum had still had a little bit of white frosting on her upper lip. just to add to the criminality that was going on.
Oh, that seems to be a common one, doesn't it? Cutlery.
Yeah. I remember years ago, I had a little mini version of a... Swiss Army knife, a little mini one.
Yeah,
it was really handy. You had it on your keys, and it had your tweezers,
all those different gadgets on it.
I only had about 5 or 6. It was a really tiny one.
Yeah,
but obviously post September 11, I remember I went to pick up a mate from the airport one day, and they just about jumped on me, the security team, because I effectively had
an offensive weapon.
I had a cadre of weapons on my hip. Little did I realize they don't take kindly to that.
No.
So all little old ladies with big sharp knives. Apparently.
So did she talk her way out of it, Michelle? Okay.
Yes, she did manage to talk her way out.
And she only did 7 years in Pentridge, so she was fine.
I haven't seen that episode of Border Security yet.
But you might have seen your mum on Prisoner. That's where she was. Shell, that is an absolute ripper. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you,
thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks, guys.